the gist for The Edge. Could monitoring blood lactate help to manage post-exertional malaise in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID? Wearables abound. Fitbit, Oura Ring, Apple Watch, Stat earpiece, etc. But a recent paper brought something that might be quite attuned to the problems found in chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. How about assessing blood lactate levels to get insights into post-exertional malaise? Lactate is produced when the body can't produce enough energy aerobically, and so it turns to anaerobic energy production to fulfill its needs. The acidification that's associated with lactate buildup results in things like burning muscle pain and fatigue. Perhaps not surprisingly, several studies have found increased lactate production in the blood, muscles, and brains of ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, Gulf War syndrome, and/or long COVID patients. Former doctor, marathoner, judo black belt, and all-around athletic specimen, Mark Vink's story demonstrates just how bad lactate levels can get in these diseases. After coming down with ME/CFS, Vink found that simply walking from his bed to the bathroom elevated his lactate levels to those seen in marathon runners. Measuring lactate can be a little tricky. Lactate levels can vary throughout the day, and not everyone with these diseases will have high lactate levels. Plus, people with lactate levels in normal ranges could still have a mitochondrial disorder. Elevated blood lactate levels can also be caused by a deficiency of vitamin B1, thiamine. That's an interesting finding, given the relief some people with ME/CFS get from high-dose B1 supplementation. See Block. Still, if monitoring blood lactate levels is widely used by athletes to determine their optimum activity levels, why not do the same in ME/CFS? Monitoring them may help some people with ME/CFS with pacing and assessing treatment effectiveness. One could even envision a study that gathered ME/CFS, FM, and long COVID patients together to examine lactate levels from their home upon awakening, after different levels of activities, and after meals. Blood lactate monitors are readily available, if not cheap. The Edge, the model Vink used, which comes with 36, is currently $299 on Amazon US. Extra sticks cost about $2 each. What can you do if your blood lactate levels are high? There are unfortunately no easy solutions. One suggestion is to use deep breathing techniques to increase oxygen levels. Hyperbaric oxygen chambers, H2 water, or other means that can help increase oxygen levels might be helpful as well. Doing small bouts of exercise and activity may help as well. Some websites suggest eating more alkaline foods. Monitoring blood lactate levels might, however, provide some personal insights into what's triggering post-exertional malaise and how to avoid it. Coming up, a blog on another monitoring possibility: monitoring blood glucose levels.